Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I am always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess, which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Whew. I'm sorry. I need to give me a second for my eyes to clear.
What are you doing?
Lindsay brought in these garlic pretzels that are the most, I could take a head of garlic and chew on it, and it wouldn't be as garlicky as those things are. I love them. They taste great, but.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah, that'll wake you up.
Garlic pretzels. Ugh. Mm-hmm. Your breath's going to be stinking.
Yeah, I know, but who am I going to be up on?
No. Your wife?
Oh, please. I have a better chance of talking face-to-face with Trump today than to be close enough to my wife's face for her to smell my breath.
Yeah.
We're just not close like that.
Mm. You're not.
We're just more like friends.
Yeah. Who will Jody be thrilled to hear that Alexis is pregnant?
I'm not telling her.
You're not going to tell her?
Why would I tell her?
She likes babies. She does the, you know, the baby care and stuff. So she's going to be really pumped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love your baby.
She will.
I want to hold it. I want to squeeze it.
Until anytime you need me to keep it.
I'll take you up on that.
Yeah.
I think so.
Like, here you go.
Mm-hmm. Because if you would have been having a baby with one of your exes or something, keep it would not mean babysitting. It'd be like, we would take the baby from you. Yeah.
We're calling CPS.
We worry. No,
we'll take that baby. All right. So, Riggins, do you feel like doing the strip club review things today?
I can, but
it's Friday. Yeah, it's absolutely. Friday. It's up to you. If you feel like it, brother, you know we always enjoy them.
Yeah. Well, I did say, you know, this feels weird doing it in front of a pregnant woman. Should be a little classier than that. She's got that pregnancy glow on her. Feels weird, but we'll give it a shot. These are the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and read real one-star reviews from real strip clubs across the country. I'm like literally wiping tears out of my eyes from this announcement. I'm about to do the one-star strip club reviews. This is terrible.
What, because she's knocked up?
Yeah, it was very exciting.
Oh, very exciting. Oh, yeah, I'm crying, too.
Yeah, right, whatever.
I haven't seen him cry ever. I know. We'll go to Keeper's Gentleman's Club in Milford, Connecticut. Tom left a one-star review. I went to Keeper's on a Saturday, and as a combat veteran of 3 tours, I wasn't allowed inside because I came with a tank top on. My point is that I'm a gentleman no matter what the hell I'm wearing. And as a paying patron, this is... I'm only trying to have a good time, and I feel discriminated against. One star, screw that up.
You know, just because you're a veteran, doesn't mean rules don't apply to you outside of of that. You know, it's just we appreciate it so much,
of course,
and you should be held in high esteem. But tank tops in public places usually not. What you do, no matter what you've done for the country.
You don't give him a little leeway?
No.
Just a little bit?
No.
A little skosh?
I mean, he's showing his muscles.
No.
He said, I'm a gentleman no matter what I got on. Tank top or nothing. Love that. Then we'll go to Gastonia, North Carolina, at a place called Leather and Lace. Jim left a one-star review. It is so horrible. The manager, Alex, is a racist and disrespects all the dancers. He talks to them badly and treats them like shit. Very rude and very disrespectful. They need to get rid of him. It's not just how they treat people in there at all. They pick and choose what dancers they like, because every time I went there, they sent an ugly, uptight girl my way. Always with an attitude and always trying to overcharge me one star.
They got a vendetta.
They got a vendetta against him.
Ugly and uptight.
Ugly and uptight. Always with an attitude.
Well, that's a terrible combination.
Pretty is.
Ugly and uptight.
If you ugly, you got to be like chill a little bit. Come on, you're ugly.
Yeah.
So that's here in our home market. Gastonia, North Carolina. I didn't even know they had a script club in Gastonia. Yeah.
This is the only one I knew about in Gastonia. I'm sure
that the original Leather and Lace that people talk about? I thought that was in Charlotte.
I thought that one, was off of Independence in Charlotte.
Yeah, I think it is. Maybe, but I think this is just the
new version of it.
No offense to Gastonia, but I don't think I would go to a strip club out there.
Hey, listen.
So I wish you would have given some examples of the racist behavior.
Yeah, I don't know.
The racist treatment.
Alex, he says.
Do they have a website? Did you look to see if
I didn't. I didn't.
Or a Facebook page?
My research doing this usually isn't that thorough, but you always have to take these people, with a grain of salt. We don't know if they're telling the truth at all. Then we'll go to Grove Heights, Minnesota, at a place called the King of Diamonds. Tommy left a one-star review. I used to love this place, but it's gone downhill. A black dancer tried to scam me today. She asked me if I wanted a dance, and I said, okay. Then she kept dancing without asking me if I wanted another one. She said I owed her $50. I said, I didn't know I had to stop you. One bouncer told me not to worry about, but a short, fat, mouthy slob said I was banned from the club. I'd spent over $10,000 at this club over the years, and I have never had this type of scam pulled on me. One star.
So how is he, does he have a spreadsheet where he keeps an accounting list of how much he spends each visit to know that he spent over $10,000?
10 stacks, baby.
Some serious strip club visiting.
Well, yeah.
Because, my father-in-law is very, I don't know how you would call it, but he's like Jody. He's organized and he has everything's by the book, by the list. And anytime he would go to the casino in Marksville, Louisiana, and play blackjack, when he came back, he would put how much he lost or how much he won so he could total it up at the end of the year to see how, whether he came out ahead or behind. He's not gambling a whole lot.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's what this guy did. He had a ledger every time he came in from the strip club. He goes, tonight I spent $200.
He has a VIP regular lap dance.
Yeah.
He's putting on the green visor and the garter on his arm.
We're at 10K this year. We'll go to Reno, Nevada at a place called the Wild Orchid. Josh left a one-star review. Honestly, this place is horrific. One of the women who offered me a lap dance had genital herpes peeking out from under her small outfit.
Oh.
Hello.
You.
Gross.
The bumps themselves looked as if they were ready to burst open with pus. In my opinion, a disease as such does not matter. But if I'm looking for visual pleasure in the club, I do not want to see that. Overall, the service was bad, and one of the ball dancers had gone totally haywire. Ball bouncers.
Right? Okay.
At least the bartender had a loving personality, one star. So
that is disgusting.
Genital herpes peeking out from, you can just.
Looking like it's about to bust open.
But is that what that was, though? I mean, it could have just been, ingrown hairs or something.
Yeah, like a pimple?
Yeah, chigger bites, like red bugs.
Ew, jigger bites.
It could have just been chigger bites.
Chigger bites.
I don't know if that's better.
Guys, relax. I've seen that. They're just chigger bites.
I've seen that before.
Come on.
Yeah.
Lighten up.
Come on. A little bit of Blue Star ointment on that, and it goes right away.
Man, I mean.
Over-the-counter ointment.
It's Reno. I assume everybody's got genital herpes there.
Yeah. Safe assumption.
Yeah. Then we'll go to Bohemia, New York, at a place called Temptations. Mike left a one-star review. I ordered a pizza while I was at this place, and it was definitely a frozen DiGiorno. And the ladies wasn't good at all. The ambiance was dirty, dank, and dull. Plus, the security didn't search or anything. It's a hole in the wall. The only good thing was the bartender, Mimi, who made good drinks and had great service.
Oh.
So that should give him one star.
Positive, yeah.
They got somebody's grandmother in there working.
Mimi. Come on.
She sounds nice.
It's Bohemia. Come on. What are you going to do? Then we'll go to Phoenix, Arizona, at a place called Bourbon Street. Mm-hmm. Makes sense of that. Mike, again, left a one-star review. Beware of the blonde girl named Cherry. She's a scammer and a thief. And if you get dances from her, she will keep on dancing when the song is over and then charge you for multiple dances when you only ask for one. If you refuse, she will try to physically assault you and take your money. Also, her armpits stink bad. One star.
Ew.
See, you could have just led with that.
Yeah.
What's her name? Cherry?
Cherry.
Say, Cherry's armpits stink. And then that would be enough for most people to go,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Don't go.
Yeah, that's nasty. You got funky pits. Girl.
Come on, Cherry.
Cherry. Mm. With a name like that, you should be smelling sweet, like candy. Then we'll go to the house in Washington, D.C. John left a one-star review. This place is supposed to be the next upgrade of Fuego, but it's not. They want us to get a minimum of two drinks, and both of them were weak. The entrance was $20, and they had low customer service. This place is cheap and not the new Fuego. Don't come here and save money if it was between this or another place. Pick the other place. It would be better if it was really like Fuego. They told me this place would be cheaper than Fuego. Not true. Bring back Fuego. One
star. Yeah. I know Fuego, and you are not a Fuego.
You are. It's a far cry from Fuego. Pretty unreal, right? Then we'll go to the Pink Pony in Doral, Florida. I think this is the Pink Pony that Chapel Roan sings about. You know, the Pink Pony Club?
Yeah, I think there are several of them.
Oh, are there?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They used to have one in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, really?
Not Mobile, Gulf Shores.
In Gulf Shores.
Yeah, but it wasn't a script club. They just called, it was the Pink Pony Pub is what they called it.
Oh, really?
It. So I think that
is it a euphemism for something? Pink Pony? Is that a vagina or something?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Tom,
but I like where you're going with.
Yeah, I'm just lying. Sounds nice.
Tom left a one-star review. Been here a few times, but only this time did I feel like I got robbed. I feel as though someone practically stole $25 from my wallet. Never go to this one dancer, Mila. Glasses, heart tattoo on her chest, a Buddha tattoo on her right shoulder. She may be cute, but trust me, fellas, she's out to get you. Especially if you agree to have a dance with her. You'll regret it. Bouncers tried to make it right, but nothing takes away that taste in your mouth, you know? I'll be taking my money to places where the dancers respect a gentleman's money. One star.
Yeah. Here, here.
Here, here.
Mm, respect a gentleman's money.
Exactly. Then we'll go to Paper Moons in Springfield, Virginia. Waste of time. Prices are ridiculous for what's advertised. Plus, they don't have any whiskey, bourbon, vodka, or rum. The dancers will try to convince you to purchase a sake bomb all night, and they are liars to include what's advertised for lap dances, which, by the way, are overpriced. You're better off at a local bar or a Dave and Buster's. One star.
So do they just not have liquor? Is that what it
they
sounds
have
like?
They tequila and gin, because yeah, that wasn't on yeah, the list. That was,
yeah. That's what I'm wondering. Is that just a tequila gin bar?
Ew. Or,
yeah, that's awful.
And a sake. They have sake. So.
Plenty of sake, I guess.
But isn't sake technically wine?
Yeah, it's rice wine.
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's strong, though, isn't it? I've never had a sake bomb.
I haven't either. I've had sake.
Yeah, sake bomb is where they put the sake inside of the beer, I think, right?
Yeah.
They drop it in. Almost like a Jaeger bomb.
Yeah, and that's what a car bomb is, the Irish car bomb. They put the Irish whiskey in a Guinness.
But yeah, that doesn't seem like a good plan for success when you don't have like the major liquors there and you're a bar.
You have a bar. I mean, it's just like, you know, when you go to some places, there used to be, there was a restaurant on the lake here that didn't have their liquor license. They only had beer and wine. And then they used to sell these alcohol cocktails. They weren't, you know, like Jody gets these from one of these companies that we endorse, these non-alcoholic cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Like but mocktails?
These are, these had alcohol in them, but they were margaritas made with wine.
Ew.
Instead of tequila, because they didn't have a liquor license. So stuff like that.
Yeah. Ooh.
A wine margarita. Oh, yum. Yeah. Sign me up.
Ooh, yeah.
Terrible.
That sounds pretty raw.
Gross.
Being honest. So I'm wondering if that's what kind of place this is. They just don't have their hard liquor license.
Yeah. You can have all the wine you want. That's what I want when I'm trying to get a lap dance. A glass of warm red wine. Now, I got one more here, but it's disgusting.
I love it.
Okay, so
I'll let you be the judge if we should. I mean, it's probably the grossest one I've ever read.
All right. Then just to make a warning. Then, if you don't want to hear the disgusting one, then you can stop the podcast at this point.
Yeah,
we're not going to do anything after it, so it's not like you're going to miss anything else. So if you don't want the disgusting, and is it where we might call it off in the middle? You think?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so
well, maybe.
So if you don't want the disgusting one, stop it now, because we'll do it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, this is a from Crazy Horse in San Francisco, California. Josh left a 1-star review. It's under new management. There's really no reason to go there anymore, as they don't book porn stars to perform there. The furniture is cheap and trash, and one of the dancers tried to pass off their piss as squirt. I expect to leave a strip club with glitter, not piss. Maybe they need to check their dancer's room for liquor. 1-star.
What?
Ew.
So
they're just
complaining because they used to have porn stars come in and perform, and they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And then they wanted the female ejaculate, but it ended up they were just selling pee.
She was peeing on them, and I guess also while like masturbating, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and
just peed all over people.
I mean, there's some guys that probably would enjoy that, but let them know beforehand.
How is that place legal?
Where is it at? In
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Oh well, yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah. It's probably crazier out on the street than it is what's going on in that strip club. That's nothing to them.
I didn't even know. I'm 55 years old. I didn't even know things like that existed.
Having a porn star come in and perform, and
no, I knew that did.
What did you not?
That
they would do that at a strip club.
That they would do that kind of stuff at just a regular strip club.
Never heard of that. And I'm sure Crazy Horse, because that's a franchise. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, they're not like, oh yeah, anything flies. I bet if they read that, they would. And who knows if that's even true? But that's what he said.
Ooh.
Under new management. New management's like, hey, anything goes. You want to piss on everybody? God bug.
It's a manager that's never managed a strip club in his life.
Ever.
He's just like, I don't even know what to do here. I was always the manager down at the Longhorn.
Yeah, right.
And then the others, they go, well, what strip clubs are all about is this is common practice.
And, yeah. Okay, well. Hey, man. Ooh. Hey, I know you're the new manager. We got a girl pissing on everybody. I mean, that is next level.
You're trying to balance the books, but need a little attention out here.
He said, I want to leave with glitter, not piss.
And is that a euphemism for?
Expect to leave it. No, I think he's talking about stripper glitter. Like I want stripper glitter on me, not covered in piss. I mean, you think you got a problem going home with glitter on you. Imagine going home covered in pee.
That's disgusting.
It's vile. Ugh. Vile.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah, so that was it.
Nice.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
The Radio Family Charity was started to get immediate assistance to the TJ and Riggins Radio Family in times of need. Whether that was bringing Christmas to the town of Old Fort, North Carolina, or to the Appalachian Mountain area after Hurricane Helene, the Radio Family Charity is here to help. The Radio Family Charity would not be possible without great sponsors like FS Drinks Simple Boba. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for more information.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my wife Jody continues to talk about how great these painless stilettos from Protégé Footwear are. They were developed by a woman from MIT, and Jody says that they are absolutely painless. You can save 30% on them right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. It's almost like getting three pairs of shoes in one because you can switch out the straps on them. So 30% off, TJRiggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ for Jody's Painless Stilettos.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to TJRiggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Kinsho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at TJRiggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at TJRiggins.com/deals.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt-centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings, too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt-centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at TJRiggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt-centric Charlotte South Park. TJRiggins.com/Hyatt.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at TJRiggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's TJRiggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to TJRiggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's TJRiggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to TJRiggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico socks on your next adventure. Head over to TJRiggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico socks order. The Week in Review is sponsored by Liqueur, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to TJRiggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order. Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to TJRiggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At TJRiggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at TJRiggins.com/deals using code TJ.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Discover high-quality products, exclusive designs, and timeless style at Lily and Grace. They can help you transform your home into the perfect living space. This place is absolutely beautiful. Visit them in person in Mooresville, North Carolina at their store or online at tjriggins.com/LG. All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
If you follow me on social media, you've seen all of my cute hats from Eric Javits. Eric Javits has everything from winter and summer hats, shoes, and even handbags. So go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for a discount. That's tjriggins.com/deals.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere. 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.